You're listening to Entering the Sea of Wisdom with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Shefa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he presents the Torah of the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita, focusing on a new conceptual and therapeutic aspect of his teachings every week.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, what we're going to look at tonight is a maimer. Mamish, there's certain times where Amarim find you, where it's like, where you realize every word of Torah that comes out ever in history, from Moshe Rabbeinu down to the tzaddikim in our generation, are all specifically for the person who is reading them. If there's a certain inyan, a person could look at the Torah, kinesinasa, if a person is learning Torah as it was given over by Har Sinai, so there's a certain darga of learning each word of Torah that you learn as if that was written for you. And that even though there were thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people who maybe have read the same Torah many, many times before, until one's eyes are set on that Torah in the particular moment, in the particular circumstance that they find themselves in, it's as if that Torah has never been touched before. And that's when a person is makasha themselves to the Torah of Tzaddikim, right? We know that there was a petek, right? There was a petek from Rabbeinu. Right, but there's a way of learning, especially if you learn al pi the chai klalim of Rav Avram ben Rav Nachman, that every Torah in Likutei Maran is a petek. Every Torah in Likutei Halachos is a petek. Every tefillah in Likutei Tefillos is a petek, in the sense that it falls out of Shemayim for that individual to give them chizuk in a moment of chalisha sadas at that specific moment. And a person can look at the entire Torah as a petek that comes from Shemayim for them. So over here, this is a drasha from Tavshin Samechei. These were the first, second published volume of the Rebbe's writings, but the first year that the Torahs were fully being recorded. This was the De'e Chachma L'Nafshecha, the Shal Shudas Torahs that were compiled from Samechei and Samechvav, from Rebbe Kiva Erlinger. Just incredible, incredible Torahs. A person can learn from one beginning of the year to the next. A lot of Sipuri Maisios here, a lot of the Batler B'li Raglayim, and the Batler B'li Yadayim. Just these were Torahs before the Rebbe was, you know, had such a piersum, so to speak. So the Torahs are very often the Lashonos, and these Torahs are mamish, they speak directly to the condition that a person finds themselves in. So Bekitzer, the Torah is a question. It's a wonderful question. It says, Ubarashi ba'aloyscha, right? Ve'daber Hashem al-Moshe le'imer darabar al-aroin ve'amarte love ba'aloyscha sanayros and lupnei amenora ya'u shavasam eneros. So Rashi says, why is the Torah of the menorah karuv to the Torah of the Nesiim? Because Aaron had a chalisha sadas. Aaron had a chalisha sadas that his chelek was not with the Nesiim. His chelek was not written out amongst the Nesiim. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him that yours is going to be greater than them. Hashem responds as chalisha sadas. So first and foremost, to identify with the fact that, okay, Aaron HaKohen had chalisha sadas, right? It's not so crazy to live in a world of chalisha sadas. But the Rebbe is asking the kasha that nobody else is asking. He says, Sarach bir ha de chalsha daiso shel Aaron ashara chanukas anasiyim v'lo haya imayim. Aaron HaKohen has chalisha sadas. Har yida atayra kadosh al Aaron HaKohen v'ra v'samech libo. That Aaron HaKohen was able to look at this world, even things that were apparently against his honor, like Moshe being chosen, and Sameach Belibo, he had joy in his heart. The Aaron HaKohen Haib Madrega, Shalei Kina Ba'achiv Hatzir, Shegil Shlemos Madrega, Venohigay, this is all. Aaron HaKohen was of the Darga where he had no jealousy. There was no jealousy about another person's Hatzlach and Avaydas Hashem. Not only that, it was his younger brother. Right? So even if a person has refined themselves to the degree where they're not jealous of others, sibling rivalry is a natural reaction within the self. It's a condition. So Aaron HaKohen had worked on himself to the degree where even that didn't bother him. So how can we say he was in such a state of dveikus atzuma b'beira, ad shehirgish shekol ma'asha Moshe Rabbeinu oisa kiilu atzma yosa? Aaron HaKohen understood the secret of Knesset Yisrael. He understood that if another Jew is doing it, it's as if I'm doing it also. So what room is there to be makana on another part of your own body? So Aaron HaKohen lived in a space of yichud nifla kazeh. So how could it be that he found himself in a state of chalisha sadas to such a degree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and give him chizuk and say that yours was going to be greater than everybody else's? So the inyan that the Rebbe is going to be masbir here is as follows. That there's two dargin in Avodas Hashem. There's two dargos that a person needs in Avodas Hashem. There's shiflus and there's yeshus. There's a sense of denying the value of the self, which very often comes along garbed in more pathological elements of self, which are judging myself negatively, not valuing myself. But in truth, shiflus, like we see in this week's parsha, shiflus atzmi is rooted in what we see from Moshe Rabbeinu. That Va'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, Zakt Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu says, how do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest of all people? Because he was able to write that he was the humblest of all people. Meaning shiflus is not denying one's strength, God forbid. It's not beating oneself down as a result of their inequities or living in a space of shame or even guilt necessarily. All guilt is a chelik of tshuva, shame is not a chelik of tshuva, but that's not what shiflus is. We understand shiflus to be something that is kind of like a self-despisal, where I despise myself for all of the lichluch. But in truth, shiflus is coming to recognize that whatever I carry, whatever strength I have, whatever I am capable of doing in this world, I'm just a shliach for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. I am expressing the light that moves through me outside. The avoida of a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, and what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches each and every one of us, is to get out of the way. That's shiflus. To come to recognize that your giloy is not your giloy, but it's a giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ratzon HaElyon decides that it's going to be niskala through Moshe Rabbeinu, through this person or that person. When a person recognizes they're shiflus, when a person realizes that what I have is not my own, then they're able to carry out their shlichus. Then they're able to do it. Rabbi Nachman says, Maharash said to Rav Itchemayer Shlita, when the Rebbe was a Talmud of Maharash, there were two tekufos of being a Talmud by Maharash, Rav Shik, and in the first tekufa, he asked what the most important halacha in Likutei Halachos was. And the Maharash responded that in Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, I believe, he said, first and foremost, you want to see the kishkas of Likutei Halachos, it's going to be in Yoredeya and Choshen Mishpat. But he said, Hilcha Shluchim Halacha Dalid. And the Rebbe learned it, and he said, I don't fully understand why this is the sum total of what Likutei Halachos is coming to say. But then he learned it again, and he said, now I understand. Because in Halacha Dalet of Hilcha Shluchim, what it says over there, it's very much in line with Lubavitcher Torah, in the sense that a person is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shliach shel Adam Kamoso. Our job is to be the shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mekayim Mitzvos in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be Mekayim Mitzvos because he's God. Right, and doesn't live in a world of limitation. The avoid of a ben adam is to be a shliach for a kadosh baruch hu, where our engagement with the velt, our engagement with refinement and Torah, is to allow a kadosh baruch hu kavyachol to be makayim those mitzvos through us. That's shiflus. To be a shliach for a kadosh baruch hu, to refine the self to the degree of translucency, where a kadosh baruch hu moves through me, so to speak. So the beginning is shiflus. The beginning of the avoid is shiflus. But then after shiflus, after the recognition of shiflus, the next step needs to be yeshus. The next step needs to be an azus de kedusha, which says that after I have identified my shiflus, chidush kamoni lo hayam e'olam. There has never been a novelty quite like me. There has never been a yid in this world quite like me as an individual. Someone who is capable of serving Hashem with my head, with my heart, with my body, to the degree that each and every yid, in spite of the shiflus, has to be able to identify, as we're going to see, themselves not only as mekosher to the tzaddikei emes, but as the tzaddikei emes. That every yid has to be able to, after belittling in the healthy way the role that we play in our avoda, the next moment has to be one of his chazkus and yeshus de kedusha in the darga of Boaz, which is Boaz, which has azus de kedusha, which says that my avoda is tamim, it's shalim, I'm higher than the malachim, and it is me specifically who has the capacity to carry out the avoda that nobody else is capable of carrying out. And this was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was transmitting to Aaron HaKohen, in the sense that these two avodas, there's a chalisha sadas, there's a chalisha sadas mitzara shiflus, saying that I can't do this, I'm incapable of doing this, because who am I, how am I worthy to do this, to be miskari vela kedusha. In the next moment, after the shiflus, comes the yeshus de kedusha, which says that who else but me has the capacity to do this. And as we've seen from the Rebbe, it's never a cause and effect. It's shnehem bevasachas. It's a simultaneous awareness. We're going to see the Rebbe, he gives an etza here of how to do this, how a person has to have arichas af and katsiras af at the same point. The person has to be able to take a deep breath and a short breath at the same time, right? That person has to be able to take a deep breath and realize that, you know, I'm okay, I am totally beseder, I am fine, I can relax in this. While at the very same moment having a katsiras af, which is a shortness of breath, which is rooted in tshuka. Because what the Rebbe is uncovering here, and this is very much mufurash in the Arizal, that Rav Chaim Vital writes, he says, Yachol lichlol koil ha'etz chayim kimat b'shnei klalim. Kimat is an important word because it's not really only these two klalim, because there's a third. But the two klalim are man and mad. Mayim Nukvim and Mayim Duchrim. Isarusa Dilatata, movement from below, which is emergence from the recognition of my shiflus. It's the recognition of not being worthy necessarily, working my way up from the bottom. But at the next moment, I have to have a avoida of mad, of mayim duchrin, which is the acknowledgement and the recognition that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mashpia in this velt is coming specifically through me. Chidush kamoni lahayamei olam. And these two klalim of a movement from below to above and the descent from above to below, this is Gans Kabbalah. This is the entire story for a yid to be able to hold the paradox of tshuka and bittel at once. Tshuka, yearning, which emerges from what? From an acknowledgement of deficiency. I yearn when I am lacking something, when I own my hakaras hachisaron. And there are tzaddikim who spent their entire lives talking about hakaras hachisaron, ishbitz, radzin, the Torah that comes from mitzad ha-smol, the Torah that comes from a place of bina. What they emphasize is the element of shiflus ha-adam. They emphasize the fact that a ben adam is a bal chisaron, and not only is that chisaron not a symptom, but it's the very definitive element of what our lives are. For Ishbitz and Radzin, for the Meshilayach HaKadosh, the entire avoid of being a human being in this world is to come to recognize what my lack is. What is my lack? What is the thing that I'm trying to fill in this world? And it's not that, oh, how do I fill it? It's coming to recognize what my deficiency is and to allow all of my Torah and mitzvos to be an attempt to come to learn to live with that deficiency, with that teshuka. Not a deficiency of a symptom, I was whole once and now I'm broken, but rather the recognition that the only thing that was ever whole and will ever be whole is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by definition, I'm a Baal Chisaron. That's a Maila of a Ben Adam. That's what makes us different and deserving of the Torah as opposed to the Malachim. But at the same point, in addition to the Hakaras HaChisaron, which is one side of the Avoida of Shiflus, there also has to be an acknowledgement of Shlemus, of a recognition that I am whole in this moment. It's the Rebbe brings very often from Rav Abba Mabulafia, Schus Yogan Aleinu, a secret of being Chatzi V'Shalem V'Vasachas. Rav Abulafia was talking about kavanos and meditations on particular names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how there's a certain way you could meditate on half of a name and a whole name. But what the Rebbe takes it to mean is that a person has to hold two elements at once, being chatzi and being shalim at the same time. How do the two of them shtim? It's a stirim in ayubay. Adraba, ibcha mastabra. That's the very reason they shtim, because it's rooted in amuna. But this inyan of hishtoikukus that's rooted in shiflus has to give birth immediately to a sense of shlemus that allows me to do the avoida. And the Rebbe says as follows. The haderach hanachon v'haroi l'kroya u'lishbor ha-mesachim v'ha-mechitzos. The proper way, the appropriate way, for a person to shatter all of the partitions and separations that block them from godliness, hulo rak ayde midas hashiflus. It's not only through the recognition of being low, as we see from the Halakha Magid in this week's parsha b'chatzos writes chatzi tzuros. A yid has to see themselves as the second half of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is half, and I'm half. So on the one hand, I'm only half, but on the other hand, I'm the half that's mashlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevyachol. So that recognition of chatzi tzuros is being whole and broken at the very same time. So it's not enough to have just shiflus. Elagam al yedei bechinas hayeshus de kedusha. A person also simultaneously has to have a sense of holy sense of self. V'hu das amuk me'oid. And it's a very deep thing that one needs to contemplate. The kasher yehudi misboinin al atzmo. That when a Jewish person spends some time thinking about themselves, v'roya shehu rachik me'akadosh baruch hu, and they come to realize that they're far from God, asher hu shalim b'tachlus ha-shleimus, and only God is shalim in all manners of shalimus, hari ein arur mistavik b'baruch. So at that point, my conception is going to be, I'm a cursed individual, I'm deficient, I'm broken, so what shaychus do I have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Baruch? V'hu margish es b'chinas chesroine shu b'chinas aror. Then at that point, I identify with my deficiencies, I identify with what is wrong with me and what is limited about me, and I see myself in the lens of being aror, being cursed. Ein hu yachol ladavik atzmei b'baruch. And at that point, I can't connect myself to Baruch. The harei chayim nitzchim v'shleimus yesh rak et shal Hashem Yisbaruch. Because fullness is only applicable by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im kein b'shashi Yehudi roitza this davik b'boiroi. And therefore, when a Jew wants to connect to God, af devadai b'tchila tzarech lahakir shifluso. Even though, obviously, I have to first and foremost come to recognize my loneliness, the destitution of my spirit. Right afterwards, I have to enter into the intensity, tekifus, in Ishbit Tekifus is the real das of a stubbornness and a willingness to show up and believe that I have the right to show up. But Tekifus is an inner certitude of self that is not going to be moved by any external causes that try and break me down or to build me up. But Tekifus is a severity, a planting of my feet sturdily on the ground, and a believing of Magiali. In terms of Kedusha, we see this in Pesach Sheni and Baal Yisra also. The Tekifus of these Chevra, who first and foremost came and understood their Shiflus, were Tamei Meis. We messed up. We missed it. But then at the very same moment, they were able to say, but Lama Nigara, who says we should lose out for being messed up? It's not our fault. You made us this way, Rabbeinu Shloilem. Yosef Atzadik needed to be taken out of Mitzrayim. We had to be Metame Tamisa. So at the very same point, you have a perspective of Tuma. And the next moment is Lama Nigara, but why should I lose out as a result of this? And a person has to enter into that Tekifus de Kedusha, Bebechinas Maskila Eisan HaEzrachi, that in the Darga of Avram Avinu, who's referred to as the Eisan HaEzrachi, that sturdy cedar tree, that sturdiness. Shelo Yargish Chesor Noiklal, that I have to move my eyes away from my deficiency completely. Elashiyede de Hubechinas Yonasi Tamasi. But to identify with the fact that I am tamim in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yonasi Tamasi, V'tamim B'tachlis HaShlemus Mitzad Pinmiyuso. And at that point, I have to look at the innermost point in my life and realize that I am Shalem B'chol Minei Shlemus, D'chol Yehudi Hu Chelek Eloi Kai Mimal Mamish. That each and every Jew has an aspect of godliness within themselves, Mamish, quite literally. Literally. V'zeh HaKoyach Shel HaTzadik HaGadol Shenikratam. And this Tamimus, this Shlemus, is the Tzadik HaGadol, which is the Tam in Sipurim Maisios, who Mamish saw, Demargish Hu Shalim B'chol Shlemus. The Tam, the Chacham in the Mais of Chacham Atam, the Chacham is the one who sees Shiflus. I want everything that I feel I deserve. If I don't get it, I feel bad about myself. I can't identify with my Hatzlacha. The Tam said, even if I don't have Hatzlacha, I have everything. Bring me my steak. And she brings him a stale bread and he says, this is an amazing steak. Bring me my wine. And his wife brings him that stale water and he says, this is delicious wine. Bring me my kaptan, my beautiful clothes, and she brings him his rags. And what the tzaddikim say, I heard this bepem mole from Rabbi Kiva Shlita, who's the Talmud Mufak of the Rebbe, like we've spoken about, that when the Tam was eating the bread, he tasted steak. When he was drinking water, he tasted wine. It was an aspect of man. When a person taps into that place of tamimus, of yonasi tamasi, that I am shalem, not because I actually feel that I'm shalem, because it's my birthright to identify as shalem. How else am I going to survive if I don't own that inner tekifus? At that point, the person is in the aspect of the tzaddik, who is the tam. The margishu shalem b'chol hashlemus. A person comes to feel as if they're fulfilled in all matters of fulfillment, bein b'tfilaso, bein b'taraso. That I have no right to question the validity of my tefillah, and I have no right to question the validity of my Torah. Torah is not makabel tuma. Tefillah is not makabel tuma. We see this in Gemara Brachos, when there was a Ben Adam who was Matameh himself, and he was Megamgim B'Divrei Torah. He didn't have the ability to speak. He was stuttering in his Divrei Torah. Rabban Gamliel, who is the aspect of Gamlikel, that HaKadosh Baruch was also for me. And he says that, Pasach Picha V'Yiru B'Dvarecha, open your mouth and allow your words to illuminate the world. Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma. Don't be such a Balgaiva to think that your shiflus has the ability to take away from the shlemus of your chelik aloi kam yimal mamish. Bavsha emos enokain. And even though it's not true, even though we're not shalim, even though we're nishbar, and even though we're shafel in all means of shiflus, amnan mitzad haboyrehu kach. This is the perspective of mitzido. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, everything is shalim. There's no deficiency, there's no discrepancies, there's no ugliness, there's no judgment, there's no din. Avada, all of those things remain fundamentally true in every aspect of truth from our perspective. But when we're attaching ourselves to the chelek eloi kam yimal mamish, to see myself as God sees me, at that point it doesn't matter that it's not true from my perspective. From the perspective of God, I'm shalim b'chol minei shlemus. V'hudas amuk, mikol amuk. This is an entrance into Das Ilah, where I'm seeing myself through the lens of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I can see myself almost like from an objective perspective, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu would see me, as someone who is being makriv the world in a way that nobody else was makriv. As the Tzipur Tzadikim say, that when someone was choyte, God forbid, right, what the malachim, who can't say anything negative in Shemayim, they would say, oh, hechsher mitzvah of tshuva, right? Here's a yid who's preparing to do tshuva. That mitzad ilah from the elyonim were shalim b'tachlis ha-shlemus. V'udas amuk mikol amuk, and its depth of all depths, shenimshach mibichinas ha-zayin tachtonim da'atik, that emerges from the hislabshus of atik, which is the highest level, which is the perspective of a Kadosh Baruch Hu kevyachol, as it engarbs itself in our own perspective. Meaning to say, like we spoke about, we're Arich. We live in that world of Yigia and trying and Shiflus. But we have to come to understand is that hidden within the very Avoida and the Yigia of Arich is the aspect of Atik, which is Dani Hashem Elokeichem, which is the identification of the self as nothing other than a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that place of Atik, I'm Shalim B'chol Minei Shleimus. And with this tekifus, this boyaz, this koyach of Yosef Atzadik, as opposed to David Melch Mashiach, who's avoided shiflas ha'adam, va'ani tefila, leis demigam eklum, always chatasi negdi tamid, tehillim, all of it, my hands are meluchluch, my hands are filthy. It was Yosef Atzadik, who was an ish matzliach, who believed in his hatzlacha. Yosef HaTzadik had the hiskabris ha'atzmius to be able to say to Paro exactly what to do. Moshe was afraid of Paro. Yosef was not afraid of anything. Yosef understood his beauty. Yosef understood. I had a dream. It's a true dream. I got to tell people what my dream is. It doesn't matter what they think. That side of Shleimus Ha'adam is also a fundamental element. And with this tekifus, we have the ability to shatter all concealment and all separation. U'bezu adas toli ikr tikun ha'yisoid. And this is the secret of Tikkun HaYesod. The avoid of Shiflus is Malchus. The avoid of Shiflus is Malchus, which is yoreid into the Mekomis of Misa, David Malka Mashiacha, the Mishpach of Yehuda, who goes into murky places to be Megala Mashiach ben David. Yosef HaTzadik, the secret of Yesod is the belief that I can fix. The entire Indian of Tikkun HaBris is the belief that I am Be'etzem Ashomer HaBris. Whatever Shmiras HaBris means for the person, the identification with the internal point of what it means to be a Yid in this world, to hold my eyes on that internal point, right? The secret is, as Rav Tzadok points out all the time, based on the Gemara and Nedarim, that someone who says that I am Noider, I swear that I will not benefit from those who are not Mohul, from those who are not circumcised, a person is still allowed to benefit from Yid who's not circumcised. But if a person says, I swear, that I am only going to be nehneh from those who are circumcised, even a non-Jew who's circumcised is still considered an arel. Because the shayresh of the Yehudi is to identify with Shmiras HaBris. It's not a din in the externalized layers of Shmira. Those are tikunim, those are sigufim, those are tanesim, that's tikun klali, that's mikvah. But bepnimius, a yid has to see themselves as an ish matzliach, even within the lichluch, not to ignore, but to hold at the same time that as I'm being metakein myself, as I'm oisik in tshuva, it comes from a space of hisgabrus. It comes from a place of, yeah, I could do tshuva. Tikkun klali, Rabbeinu revealed for us how easy it is for a Jew to do complete and other tshuva. You have to say 10 kapitlach of Tehillim. David Melech Mashiach did it for us. And so this is the inyan, this hisgabrus is the ikr nekuda of tikkun hayesod. The pagam hayesod, what is the pagam hayesod? What is the pagam at the shoresh, at the foundation of what it means to be a yid? Right, so loymer, rachman alitzlan goyrim la'atzvus umarashchayra. The biggest kilkel of pagam habris is the marashchayra and the atzvus that comes along afterwards. The feeling of shiflus, the feeling of I can't pick myself up, I can't look upwards, I can't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, a person can be poigim bris in infinite different ways. A person can be poigim bris when they're learning Torah, when they deviate from the sugya. A person can be poigim bris when they're having a conversation with their spouse and instead they're looking at their phone, when I'm meant to be focused on my child and instead I'm thinking about, those are all elements of pagam habris. Pagam habris is a deviation away from the inner essential point that is in front of me at this moment. Shmiras habris is connectivity to the ikr. The Hakdama to the Tikkun HaZohar says that what is the Nekuda of Yesoid? The Nekuda of Yesoid is Rekia. What is Rekia? It's the ability to separate one thing from the other, to know what is what at the very same moment, and to know what is Iker and what is Tafel. Zav to Tikkun HaZohar, Tishkach Rekia, we begin with Rekia, Vitimsa Iker. The same osios of Rekia is Iker, because Shmiras HaBris is his kashrus to the Iker, and not his kashrus to the Tafel. That's the Iker of it. And so when a person, God forbid, loses sight of what the ikar is, they can cause themselves atzvus and marash chayra. And as we know from the Beis Aaron, the Heilige Karliner Schus Yagan Aleinu, that while atzvus and marash chayra is not a chet b'fnei atzmo, the pegam that atzvus and marash chayra can cause as a result of how I feel after a chet is far worse than any of the destructive capacity of a chet. Chet is easy to fix. A person does tshuva. There's hilchos tshuva. Right? And if a person is still mebulbal in their minds after tshuva, so that means they don't have the proper emunah in the koyach of tshuva. Yid has to believe, as Rabbeinu says, that in the next moment, if I engage in the greatest transgression imaginable, In the next moment, I have to see myself as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I was a moment before that transgression. And someone who doesn't have that das, someone who doesn't have that ability, doesn't have that ikar panimius of Shemir Sabris, which means that Be'etzem I'm a Shomer HaBris. B'mikra, in different elements of my externalized experience, I might have pegamim, and I might have failures and struggles, but that doesn't touch the etzem of who I am. And the ikr tikkun to this Marash Chayra, is that kasher adam margish who shuffle be'ena ve'ein bo kol shleimus afilu b'chinas ha-shilfas de kedusha, as ayocha lipol b'chinas ha-stari l'mokom ha-atzus Marash Chayra b'chinas pegam ha-raglin. And if I don't have this proper das to hold on to my godless ha'adam, so to speak, in the moment of my descent away from Malchus, so then I could, God forbid, fall into dangerous places, which are, there's nothing more dangerous than Marash Chayra and Atzvos for a person in this world. Rabbi Nachman is the one who taught us that most, right? Rabbi Nachman is saying, you are forbidden to be sad. Why? Because I know exactly what happens the second the person steps out of the circle of happiness. You allow yourself to be attacked by those thoughts, you're already lost. There's no way to get out of it. Right? It's not like someone who's naturally happy is going to say, I'm warning you, I'm warning you, I'm warning you, I'm warning you, remain happy, remain happy. That's not very convincing. I would say, like, why are you trying to convince me so much? If it's such a natural experience of the soul, so then you don't have to warn me so much. But what Rabbeinu understood and what all the tzaddikim understood is that the imperative towards simcha, the urgency of holding on to simcha at all costs, is of the holiest avoidus, because the second you let go of it, you're lost. This is the hakdama to the Maisa Meshiva HaBatlarim, where the Melech comes to his son, he says, I want to give you Malchus in this world. Even before I die, which is a Chiddush Ein Kamoah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Malchus to Knesset Yisrael, even as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Melech. He wants Klal Yisrael to feel like they're kings. This is what we say in Birchas Koyanim as well. This is what the Zidichever says, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yichunecha. Kav Yachol, it's like a father who has his child on his shoulders, and the father is looking up to the child, Ki'ilu, the child is Machriya, the Das of the father. We all know who's in charge, it's the father. But the father, Bebitl and Ahava to his son, pretends that the son has some Shaychas. Right, that's Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem looks up to us and says that I want to give you Malchus even when I'm still Melech. Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kadosh. And in the Hakdamah to Sheva HaBatlarim, what the warning is as follows. He says, I want you to be Melech. But the only condition here is that when you descend away from being Melech, don't be sad. If you're able to maintain your happiness even as you fall away from your kingship, then you're worthy of being king. If not, then great, because you're not worthy of being king. The entire mivchan in this world, it's not whether we're going to fall from Malchus or not. That's a vada, a person is going to fall from Malchus, sometimes 1,000 times a day. It's not a question in the beginning of the Sipur. It's not if you fall from Malchus, it's when you fall from Malchus. The Adam HaRishon responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Achalta, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? And Adam HaRishon answers, Achalti v'oichal od. I ate and I'm going to eat again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You made me, you know this. So it's not a question of whether we're going to fall from Malchus. We are going to fall from Malchus. The Ikar Nekuda is, do I hold on to my Malchus even when I fall away from Malchus? Do I have the Tekifas? Do I have the Azus to Kedusha even when I don't necessarily feel I have a reason for it? Because if I don't have that, I can fall into that place. Kivan shu adayin lo hirgal atzmo la'alicha de Kedusha b'avodas Hashem. Because I haven't learned what it meant to walk like Boaz with belief in myself. Even though at the beginning of Avodah I have to split the sea of concealment with the recognition of my destitution like David HaMelech, and in the end I'm going to give everything back over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Nevertheless, be'emtza, in the middle, ubesoich kedei ha'avoida, in the middle of my avoida, tzarech shetehelei midas hayeshus de kedusha beside veyikach Moshe es atzmus Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is anav mikol adam, carries the bones of Yosef, who is the Boaz, who is the ability to believe in my yeshus de kedusha. Vitzarech lahargish bechinas hayesh de kedusha, and I have to feel that I am a yesh, I am an ani, I carry within me nefesh alei kaimimal, I am a vehicle, a shliach, to reveal the ani Hashem Elokechem in this world. And in that sense, I can't have Atzvos and Marash Chayra, because who am I? My Atzvos and Marash Chayra are a denial of the fact that I carry Shlemus within myself. And this element of the Yeshus de Kedusha is the secret of the Shai Olamos, which are Osios Yesh, which the last Mishnah in Shas tells us that Lasid Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be Manchil Le'ohave Yesh, Shai Olamos. Each and every Yid, each and every Tzaddik is going to get 310 worlds. What that means, Kepshuta Mashmo, is Yeshus. right? Yeshus, I feel, I'm allowing myself to live in this world. I'm allowing myself to believe that I'm worthy of being an Eved Hashem in this world. And this was the reality, it's Aaron HaKohen as well. The Vada Vada, he had this ability to believe in his Yeshus de Kedusha. And therefore he had the Yeshus de Kedusha. And the Rebbe continues, and I don't want to take too much time, so I want to go to the next part. Kishur Shnei Chelkei HaAvoida. The Rebbe is Makasher, these two dargin to the Shem Ayin Beis and to the Shem Mem Beis. Shem Ayin Beis, which is associated with Kriyas Yamsuf, is a Yeshus to Kedusha, it's a Chesed, right? Which is Gematria Ayin Beis. Shem Mem Beis, Ana B'Koach, is the ability to ascend from stuckness into a place of revelation. But these two Avoidas, as we're going to see, are the Iker. The Iker Tachlis Ba'ilam Azeh Hu Lesanig L'Shtashayim HaMelech. The Iker Tachlis in this world is have Tainug and Avoidas Hashem, as the Ramchal says, as Rabbeinu tells us in Torah Beis and Tanyana. To have Sha'ashuim, to find pleasure in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus is the Tachlis of everything. Ve'en ha'adam yachol l'shtashayu l'saneg b'shah shemunach b'argoshas chasronoisai v'shaber v'ratzus mikach she'en le'yediyah b'tar HaKadosh. And a person cannot find Sha'ashua and Tainug if I'm broken over the fact that I don't know the whole Torah right now, that I haven't learned enough Sha'as, that I haven't finished enough Masechtas, that I haven't impressed this person or that person. L'fichach, therefore, if the Iker is Sha'ashua and Tainug, then I have to find a way to have Sha'ashua and Tainug. From one aspect, a person has to have a real desire to identify my deficiencies and to ascend out of my deficiencies and to ascend in the gradations of spiritual growth. That a person should never come to only identify themselves with their milos, God forbid, and ignore the shiftless. Immediately, the moment I allow myself to enter into any element of Avodas Hashem, I have to enter into the place of the holy sense of being a something. To connect the two elements of Keser. Arich is the Hargasha of Chisaron, Atik is the Hargasha of Tainug and Yeshus. I have to be Makasher both of them. Hainu Hashiflus veHasimcha. Lowliness of spirit as well as Simcha, which is emergence from to feel that in this moment I have everything. One word of tefillah, one word of Torah is everything. That I have all of it. To the degree that I am able to celebrate as if I have everything I could possibly need, to connect the external mizbeach, which is the aspect of hishtoikikus and the acknowledgement of deficiency, with the mizbeach hapanimi, which is the inner interiority of the hakravas hakarbanos, which is the aspect of shemen v'ketores yismach lev, which is the emergence of revealing how great I actually am, shehu soid hayeshus the kedusha. Hargashas kirvas Hashem and the feeling of closeness to God. V'yachol yos mali b'chedva v'simcha, and at that point I could be mali b'chedva and simcha. Shemargash hayeshus de kedusha dohar elyon. At this point I have the ability to feel a satisfaction to a certain degree in this moment. Dashem yisbarach noisen haTorah kula l'chol yehudi, that each and every yid has the fullness of the Torah given over to them. De'be'emes kol pasuk b'Torah v'chol yidia, every word of Torah and every knowledge of Torah v'chol avoida and every mitzvah that I'm doing, klula mikol hanakudos. I have to see that what I am doing, everything is folded into this moment in front of me. There is nothing deficient. Klum chasam ribeis hamelech. Sameach b'chelko, as the Vitebsker says, not only in Gashmi, but in Ruchnias as well. Mikol hakadushos, mikol b'chinas ha-tzadikim, mamshich ala adam, shechat, tikun klali ha-kala avoynais. And when I tap into this yeshus de kadusha of klali, this is the chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov, don't get stuck in the prat. The shiflus comes from the prat. When I'm identifying everything that needs to be fixed, everything that's broken, I'm lowly because there's so much. But when I identify with the klal, with the tikun klali, with the fact that it's very easy, snap of a finger to fix everything. The klal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einon Mevada, Lamal Lamata, in the Chet, in the Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there everywhere, He's here. When I attach myself to that Or HaKlal, everything is Mutukan, and then I have the Koyach to go down into the Prate Pratim. And this avoida, the Rebbe has beautiful, beautiful lashonos about being makasher these two inyanim. But this is mamish what the Rebbe is masbir over and over and over. The avoida of ani va'ayin bevasachas, a sense of ani, a sense of selfhood, a sense of owning my ability, and allowing that Yeshus the Kedusha to bring me to another darga of bittul, that yes, I'm shalim, but I'm really not shalim in relationship to what I can grasp of a Kaddish Baruch Hu at the next rega. And then I feel that shleimus again, and then I come to a hakar of shiflus. That the ani, never to forget that the ani is not the tachlis. Right? For Melech HaMashiach, for Moshe Rabbeinu, the ani is the tachlis. For a tzaddik who could be mezachich themselves to such a degree that he's on of mikol adam, there they don't have to worry about the ani. For us, the ikar tachlis is not the ani bilvad, God forbid. A person who says ana emloch, right? There's a ratzon elyon of ana emloch, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every yid to be melech, but if we too identify with the shleimus and forget about the shiflus, then we run into gaiva. So the secret is holding both simultaneously, not valuing one over the other, and recognizing that it is a perpetual growing system. What the Rebbe said last night by Shaul Shudis is Alios Ein Kates, that there's Alios Ein Kates, that there's perpetual gradations of ascension. Meaning to say, like the Baal Shem Tov, the Rebbe quoted this Torah as well last night, that the Baal Shem Tov says that the Avram Yoshev Pesach HaOil Kacham Hayom. Why was Avram Avinu sitting at the gate, at the entrance of the tent, if the previous Parsha told us, Eshalich Lefanev Yatamim, you're perfect, you've completed yourself. Why at the next moment after perfection am I sitting at the entrance of the tent? Because there's Nun Shari Bina in the Welt. And when a person comes to the Hasaga of the Shar HaNun, all that is revealed in front of them is that there's another Nun Sharim. And then when I come to the Shar Nun of those Nun Sharim, I come to recognize that there's another Nun Sharim. Because Kedushasi L'mala Mikdashay Seichem, I can never identify my Ani, my Shleimus, with the Shleimus of the Boira. But my Shleimus, I need to believe in my Shleimus so that I can healthily engage with Bittul. If I don't identify my strength, then Bittul is beating myself up, and it's not rooted in the Yeshus, the Kedusha. It's not Megala, the Sha'ashuim Ha'elyoinim. But if I'm makdim everything with Shiflus, and then I identify my strength and my Yeshus, then I could come to a place of Bittul, not Mitzad HaChalishus, as the Rebbe Roshab says, but Mitzad HaAtzmius. I'm Mevata myself, because wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so much greater than what a human being can possibly be. And this delicate balance of this dance between Aniva Ayin Bevasachas, between Arech and Atik, on the one hand, to feel the hishtoikikus that comes from the chisaron. On the other moment, to identify with the shleimus that comes with the recognition that kol melach techa asuya, that everything is done. And the secret of being a yid is the ability to carry both of these emotions simultaneously to give birth to this impossible unity of the sha'ashuim, of ratzav v'shoiv b'vasachas, of mati v'loy mati, of being shalim in chatzi b'vasachas. And be'ezras Hashem, with this, we can be mechaber the two avoides of Mashiach ben David, which is a shiflus ha'adam, which is associated with malchusa kadisha, which is yoyred lamata into the worlds of biyah, into the mavis itself, as well as the avoid of Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the yeshus to kadusha. And as the Rebbe always says in the name of the Vilna Gaon, this is the secret of David Malay. The Bader Klal David is spelled out Dalid Vav Dalid, as the Kamana Rebbe points out. That's Dalus, and then Hizkashus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then more Dalus. David alone, without the Yud of Yosef, is Shiflus HaAdam, without the Yeshus. But David Malay, which is the yichud of the trained Mashiach, and Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the ability to have David, which is Shiflus HaAdam, with the yud hidden within it, which is the perpetual belief in myself, which allows me to come to a Nachadargan Shiflus, and a Nachadargan Shiflus, but each time pushing the envelope closer and closer to his Kashas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ezras Hashem.